Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Have you ever memorized Psalm 23? That was the psalm that inspired this song, He Leadeth Me. I'm going to read it for you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with empty comforts fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm glad that you're with me today as we continue learning about Timothy and how he was a new worker for Paul and Silas. What do we always do before we start? Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, thank you so much for this time that we have to be able to spend with you. Come into our hearts and help us to learn more, to study more, and to become more and more like you. Amen. Paul and Silas had a new worker with them. Who was it? What was his name? Timothy. We've been learning about him this week, haven't we? Well, as they traveled, Paul and Silas did all they could to help Timothy become a strong missionary for Jesus. Paul came to love Timothy just like he would love his own son. Just like he would love a son. Do you have someone in your life that may not be related to you, but they're almost like a mom or a dad or a grandpa or grandma or an aunt or an uncle? I've had people in my life at certain specific times that God has given me to help me and to encourage me, to teach me. I think of when I first became a mother. I had Micah back in 2012. And here I was, a new mom, a young mom, with this little baby. I lived in Michigan, and my parents lived all the way across the country in California. So I didn't have a support. I didn't have somebody that could teach me or could help me to know how to be a good mother, to know how to raise my little baby. And you know who God gave me? He gave me a special pastor's wife named Tammy. She was amazing. She took me under her wing and she was like my mom. In fact, she would even say that I was like her daughter, but she didn't like to say that because then she would feel old. But she was amazing. We would go for walks together. She had so much godly advice that she taught me. And you know how she learned it? From her mother. It was such a blessing that God put her in my life to help teach me how to be a good mother for my little baby when I had no idea what I was doing. Well, Timothy had Paul and Silas to teach him, to mentor him, to help him. Timothy didn't have wonderful talents. It wasn't like he was amazing at this or amazing at that, but you know what? He loved Jesus, and every day he chose to be like Jesus. And God blessed him. He used what he had for God, and God blessed that. Whenever he wasn't sure what he should do, he went to Paul for advice. Do you think it was easy to be a missionary with Paul? No. When you read through the book of Acts, you see time after time when Paul is persecuted, when the Jews didn't like it that he was preaching that Jesus was the king. And Timothy soon found out that everywhere they went, people tried to make trouble. In fact, if they were in a city or a town and there was no trouble, people from other towns would come and make trouble. Timothy and Dr. Luke went with Paul and Silas to the different towns and cities preaching the gospel. They went to Philippi, where the city officers put Paul and Silas in jail. Once again, Timothy got to see how powerful Jesus is. After leaving Philippi, the missionaries went to a city called Thessalonica. Can you say that? Thessalonica. Paul preached boldly in the synagogue on Sabbath, and many people chose to follow Jesus. We're going to look up Acts chapter 17, verse 1 through 4. Acts chapter 17, verse 1 through 4. Let's get our Bibles. Let's open them up. Let's read from God's word what he says. Acts chapter 17, verse 1 through 4. Acts is right after John, and it's right before Romans. In fact, Acts was written by Dr. Luke. Did you know that? Yeah, Acts was written by Dr. Luke. All right, so we are going to look at Acts chapter 17. That's sort of in the middle. Verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. We're reading verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's those four verses. Acts chapter 17, verse 1 through 4. I have my Bible open. I hope you do too. Let's see what that says.
Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, went in to them, and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ." And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women joined Paul and Silas.
There are some big words in these verses. Micah was trying to read them and I was trying to help him, and they're kind of challenging, aren't they? Basically, Paul and Silas are traveling around to these different cities. And when would Paul go in? And what was Paul's custom? His custom was to go in on the Sabbath and talk with the Jews from the Scriptures. He would explain. He would demonstrate that Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead. That's pretty neat, isn't it? He was sharing Jesus, telling them that Jesus had died for their sins and rose again. But as usual, there were some who wouldn't even study the prophecies to find out whether Paul was teaching the truth. Oftentimes, we don't like change. If somebody were to say, "Sugar is really bad for you, sugar is really bad for you," we can either listen to them and not eat sugar because it's bad for us, or we can ignore them and eat sugar. And that makes us sick, and it can end up causing diseases later on. The Jews were not wanting to listen to Paul. They wanted to do their own thing. They wanted to continue how life continued. It was really sad. Do many people still believe wrong things? without learning from the Bible what's really true? Yes, they do. Boys and girls, we want to study the Bible and then we want to follow it. We can't just know in our minds what's right and wrong. We have to ask Jesus for the power to do what is right. I want to do what is right today. I want to follow His word. I want to learn in the Bible and then do it, not just hear it and then ignore it. Let's pray that God will help us to follow Him. Lord, as we study, as we learn, help us not to be afraid of change. Help us to do what You want us to do, even if sometimes it's a little different from what we usually do. Help us to trust You, to follow You, to lean on You. We love You. Amen.
Acts 17:11.
They receive the word with all readiness and search the scriptures daily. Whether these things were so. They receive.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.